Morning, welcome to Camp Hill.
Morning.
If you want to follow me, I'll show you into your room and we've got some bacon sandwiches waiting for you, teas and coffees.
Ah, lovely.
What a way to start the day. Welcome to Camp Hill. Located near Beedale, it's a venue used by schools, for weddings and for family days out. But today we're talking about the corporate side of Camp Hill. Stray FM is team building.
Okay, my name's Mike. I'm here to look after you for the day. We're going to take you out and do some really fun team building activities with you. We've got all sorts to do on the estate. In a moment, we'll be getting onto the minibus that we've got there for you, and we'll take you out to where we're going to do the first activity. We're going to start with an activity called a swing bridge, and then we're going to head off from there to the crash plane rescue mission. So does that sound good? Are we ready to go?
Yeah. Yes!
But we're not the first company to come for some good old team bonding. Staff from AO.com recently enjoyed the activities at Camp Hill, and Kieran told Nick Hancock about the experience he had with the Doom Buggy Challenge.
Two people would get into this little buggy, but you'd each have control over one side of the car, and so you had to work together to move it forwards, turn corners. It was really interesting because we all had varied experiences on that one.
And then, obviously, that's very different to being in the workplace. So how do you sort of link that back to the day job?
That's a good question. So what I'm trying to do is find ways that I can listen to my colleagues. I feel like I learned a lot of how to manage a team, not just from a manager's perspective, but from an individual perspective. You know, we were only thrown together in the last minute as teams. We'd never done anything together before, and yet to see the way that we worked towards the end of the second day versus the way we worked towards the start of the first day was a massive difference.
Meanwhile, myself, Beth, Tom, Chris and Nathan from the Stray FM team arrived at our first challenge of the day at Camp Hill.
The Swing Bridge.
Okay, so this is your first activity. So this is the Swing Bridge. Your task is to get your team from this side of this marker on the floor. The one on the other side. The equipment that you can use is here in front of you. We've got the two blue barrels, we've got the suspended tyre there, and you get one plank of wood, that plank there. From this point forwards, nothing is allowed to touch the floor, either you or the equipment. All right, there'll be penalties added onto your time if anything touches the floor. You're not allowed to jump anywhere, so you can't jump, and you've got to work out how you get your whole team through to the far side.
Okay.
So you're going to get 10 minutes of planning time. You can ask questions, you can practice, you can walk on there for the practice bit, that's fine. But once you start the task, you're not allowed to step forward of that mark.
Let the planning commence.
I think if we get the plank up onto the bin for first, fire it through to the tyre, yeah. One of us get to there, then we try and get the
How
other one
How do you think
there.
You can slide a bit of wood from there to here?
It's quite long.
It's not going to reach from barrel to barrel, you have to swing on the tyre.
You might, rather than being a solid plan. You're not far off, you're on the long right line, just develop it.
So let's go, let's put your money where your mouth is, see how you get on.
Who am I going, Nathan?
Either
are you
or.
Going?
That's and then sit on his lap.
Brilliant.
Right, okay. Now we've got a slide, now you guys have got us.
Okay, so this is the only bit of your plan that you didn't quite think through.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah!
Come
on,
people!
Stop.
So, how do you think we did?
How do you think you did?
Average. We did very average. But closer as a team, bonded and inspired, the next challenge looms. Meanwhile, let's hear from another member of the AO team who enjoyed a day at Camp Hill. This is Tom.
I think the main thing was really learning communication, like getting better at communicating. A lot of the challenges were kind of driven towards more communication than less. And I think as we got better at it on the second day, we really kind of flourished in the tasks because we were just communicating better as a team.
I guess that must help when you go back to work, and that must kind of help make it quite memorable in a positive way.
Yeah, it's memorable, and I think the best things that people have got out of it aren't necessarily like the tangible things like that you bring back to work, but it's more like the relationships have improved. So it's like we see the guys now, and I think we feel like we've got a stronger bond with them.
This is the crash plane rescue mission, which is obvious because we've got a plane there that is crashed on an island, surrounded by quite a big moat with water in. You've got to rescue your pilot off the island. In front of you, you've got a box of equipment here, various things in, ropes, pulleys, carabiners, slings, harnesses, and that's all the equipment that you get. You ready to go? Yeah. 10 minutes planning time is up. 3, 2, 1, go.
Trip with that black rope.
Are we tying and then propping? The rope tying's going less well over
less
here.
Well. I don't know how to tie knots. I've never been any good at knots.
Okay. Right, let's lift her up.
All right, ready?
Here we go. Ready?
Don't worry about that. Made a run.
You get your 10 metre back. Yeah.
Real sturdy.
Okay. Take those sweet.
Are we sure I'm going over now, yeah?
Yes, off you go.
I've reached the plane. Real. Real metal plane.
Oh, no.
What did you turn on?
You literally could have thought that so easily.
I think you all knew what you were doing, actually, unless it was a very good act.
No, all right. Apart from but, a tiny wet bum for Beth.
It's all right.
Well, that wasn't bad at all. Yeah, it
could have been worse. Okay.
But as a group, again, I thought you did very well, and you kind of allocated the resources. So, Chris, you're probably fairly practical with things. So, Tom and Nathan, you got the probably more on the pulley side of it, because that's a bit more technical in terms of how to work that out. So, and Beth, you're a fantastic pilot.
And do you find it then easy to transfer that stuff back into the workplace, the office?
Yeah, I think so. Again, the important thing is the communication. I think talk through the problems. So, I mean, it's stuff you probably already know, but it's kind of reinforced in that like competitive environment that's the most important part. And without that, I think you can fall behind on some of the tasks. So coming back to like a work scenario, I think it just highlights the importance of everyone sharing the ideas and not being fearful of putting their ideas forward, and then you can kind of work on them together as a team.
So the Stray FM team completed both tasks and had an incredible day of team building at Camp Hill. You can have a look at how we did at strayfm.com/business, or if you'd like to find out more about taking your team along, visit camphill.co.uk.